Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. Let me ask you this question. Do you want to be a winner in life? I hope and pray you said yes and amen to that question. Amen. Of course, to be a winner, you have to live like a winner. And too many people today are living defeated. Too many people today believe that maybe someday, somehow, I may win, but not right now. And still others are, well, you know, win a few, lose a few. If that sounds like your life, you are about to find out just what it will take to turn it all around. Amen. Our guest today is the founder of The Winner's Way, a program over on Facebook, Dr. Melvin Futrell. Dr. Melvin is also the bishop, founder, and senior pastor of Preceding Word Church in Chesapeake, Virginia, and is the author of a great book, The Journey to Success, How to Face Life's Challenges, Setbacks, and Win. He's a much sought after speaker, and through his work, he actively contributes to the growth and impact of the kingdom of God on this society, not only for this present generation, but for generations to come. And we are blessed to have him join us today. Amen. Help me welcome to the program, Dr. Melvin Futrell. Dr. Melvin, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Amen. Well, listen, it is my pleasure to be here. I'm so excited about the program. And wow, you're talking about winners. That's right down my alley. I want to encourage everyone before we even get started that there is a winner in you. There's a winner in you no matter where you're at in life right now. I want you to know that you were designed to win. You were created in the image and likeness of Christ, and you are a winner. Wow.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Well, other than that brief information I just started with, can you tell us in your own words, who is Dr. Melvin Futrell?
Amen. Well, Dr. Futrell, first of all, he is a man of God who loves Christ. That's first of all. But secondly, I'm a husband, a father, but I am a licensed leadership coach, and I have a passion to help emerging leaders achieve their most ambitious dream and succeed. I really want to see people win in life. And, you know, I've been through some things, some knockdowns and some drag out fights. And I had to learn to win. And so I just believe that with the right help, with the right guidance, that anybody can really learn to be a winner in life. So that's who Dr. Futrell is, somebody that has a passion to help people succeed in a nutshell.
Amen. Yeah. I was looking at your background, and it says you were destined for Division I football, but instead opted for a stint in the Marine Corps. And to that, I want to say thank you for your service, because I try to do that for every veteran I get on the program, because I did 12 years in the Army as well. And this little brotherhood that, you know, we got to encourage each other in this day and time. Amen. So I appreciate your service. But on your website, you say, prepare to be uncomfortable. Can you explain what that means for our listeners?
Yes, let me explain it. I think about a job that I had. Well, I used to be a welder, and welding started to make me sick, actually. And so I had to look for a different job. And, you know, I was very comfortable being a welder. And but I knew God had called me to speak, but I was kind of shy, to believe it or not. I was kind of shy. But I got a job working as what they call a CSM. And I didn't realize a customer service manager. I didn't realize that my number one job every morning was to come in and call people on the phone and talk to them in the midst of a group of people. And so it was very uncomfortable, but in that uncomfortable position, I learned to speak. I learned to be comfortable around people. And what I realized now that God was preparing me for my next. And a lot of times God will put you in very uncomfortable situations around people that's greater than you, around people that might even know more than you. And it's very uncomfortable. But what he's doing is he's preparing you for your next. And so if we're going to really achieve the dreams and the things that God has put in our spirit, then we have to learn to be comfortable being uncomfortable. I mean, it's not easy all the time. You got to learn to be comfortable being on a radio broadcast, or learn to be comfortable. You know, it might not be easy, but once you do it, then you find out that, wow, I'm more than a conqueror. And I can do these things, but it was very uncomfortable. So, yeah, that's what I believe learning to be uncomfortable, being uncomfortable entails. Just saying, okay, Lord, like you said, you were telling me a little earlier that God told you to start a broadcast. And you're like, man, I don't know nothing about this. So you had to learn to be uncomfortable, being uncomfortable. But because you did it, you have experienced great success. And so I want to encourage everybody out there to learn to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And as a ministry leader, share with us what it's like to be uncomfortable and trying to stretch your followers to accomplish great goals that's outside of their comfort zone.
Yeah. Well, wow. Well, that's really awesome, because as a ministry leader, you see so much in the people. You see, let me say it like this. I remember when I was sitting in the pews and I had a prophetess to come, and she prophesied to me that I was going to teach the word, and I was going to the main topic of my ministry would be what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. And I thought that lady had to be crazy. I mean, I thought she had to be crazy, because I couldn't see that, but she saw me now, but I was looking at me then. Man. And so now I'm in that place where I see a lot of people in their then. I see them in their there, and they're looking at them now. And so sometimes it can get frustrating. So but I have to learn to step back and say, okay, that was me 20 years ago. That was me 10 years ago. And so this is part of what I do. You know, this is what my book is all about. It's for people that was me 20 years ago, emerging leaders. You know, you see that there's so much more in you, but you don't know how to do it. You don't know the steps to take to bring it to pass. And so I am excited about helping people maximize their potential and be everything God called them to be. And sometimes it can be uncomfortable. It really can be, because you see so much, and you see people that's just bumping their head. you want to be able to help them and point them in the right direction. You know, I believe that there are actually two ways for people to learn. And one of them is through experience, you know, bumping your head, making mistakes. But the other way that I believe is through just having a mentor, somebody that's been where you are going and had some success, and it will save you a lot of headaches. Oh, it will save you a lot of heartaches. So, you know, it can make life easier for you. So it's really good to get with somebody that's been where you're going.
Amen. Amen. Let's talk about your book, The Journey to Success, How to Face Life Challenges, Setbacks, and Win, a little bit. First, why did you write this book and why publish it now?
Hey, man, I wrote this book because I believe that there are a lot of people that I can help. I really do. I'm a bishop now. I'm a doctor future now. I'm a a leadership coach now, but I didn't start out that way. I started out making a lot of mistakes. I was good at football, but in the 11th grade, I started drinking. I started to, you know, partying and doing different things. I ended up getting a young lady pregnant. So I opted not to go and play college football. I had an anger problem. I actually took my equipment and threw it at the coach and told him I won't play no more. And I went in the Marine Corps. But in there, I mean, I got up with the wrong crowd. And so I ended up in jail. It led me to jail. And it was in jail that I realized that I needed to make a change. Mm-hmm. And so I want to help people. First of all, if I can help them not to go through all of that. But if they have to go through all of that, I want them to realize that they can make a change, that their past does not determine their future. And so in jail, I realized, man, when them doors shut, blam, I wasn't in jail for like years or anything. I had a DUI, but it was enough for me. It was an eye-opening experience. And I'm like, Lord, there's got to be a better way than this. And so that actually led me to finding Christ and in my bedroom all by myself. I'm like, Lord, it's got to be a better way than this. And so I want people to know that there's a better way, that there's a more excellent way. And I want to teach them the principles and strategies to learn this better way and succeed. I mean, you know, where you at now is not where you got to stay. You know, I don't care where you started out. Yes.
In your book, you share there's two ways that we can learn important life lessons. Share those two ways with our listeners.
Yeah. The two ways that I'm thinking about right now is first of all, through experiences, through going out there, doing things and ending up making mistakes and tripping and falling. And those ways are hard. The Bible says that the way of a transgressor is hard. And so, I mean, a lot of times you even think you're having fun, but you ended up, like I said, in jail. The other way, you know, you can learn is through having a mentor, through having someone that's been where you were going and have had some success, and they can point you in the right direction. That way is much better. It's much easier. And I always say, I don't know about other people, but I know about me. I prefer easy. Anytime, you know, life is hard enough. Anytime that I can have easy, I opt for option two. Hey, I want, you know, you know, so, you know, I want to learn, you know, it's very important who we are connected to, because it will determine where we're going in life. And so I want to hook up with somebody that's been where I want to go.
Does someone have to be in business to have a mentor?
No. I think everyone needs a mentor or a coach. If you want to maximize your potential, I believe that you need someone to push you. I believe that, you know, a coach... I think about a picture frame. When you're in the picture, it's kind of hard for you to see the picture. And so you need someone that can see the potential. You need someone that can see that there is more in you, that, you know, I know you ran 2 miles, but you can run three. I know you did this, but you can go higher. And you need someone to push you. And this is what a coach do. So this, you know, every great basketball player, every great golfer, great businessmen, they have coaches. They have mentors. They have people that's pushing them. And a lot of them don't just have one coach. They have five coaches. They have speech coaches. They have, because they need it to be the best that they can be. And so just for the, I'm going to say ordinary, but I don't think any of God's people are ordinary. Amen. If you want to accomplish and fulfill God's destiny for your life, you need a mentor. You need a coach.
Amen. Amen. Well, how do you help those who choose option number two?
Option number two is those that need a coach. Well, I have what I want to start off with is just plain and simply my brand new book, The Journey to Success. I believe that this will help you figure out what's been tripping you up, what's been causing you to fall. I mean, this book is packed with strategies and principles that will help people overcome in life. You know, when I think about it, I think about Joshua chapter 1. God told Joshua, you know, to meditate in his word day and night and observe to do it. And he said, listen, you will make your own way prosperous and you will have good success. And what he's telling Joshua, the principles, you know, principles is what cause us to have success. Principles and laws, there's a law called the law of gravity, but then there's a higher law called the law of lift. And so I want to teach people higher laws that will help them lift and become that person that they want to be. So I want to teach them proven principles. And when I say proven principles, I'm talking about principles out of the Word of God, proven leadership principles that will help them overcome any challenge and become that person that they see in their heart. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Tell us about the Winner's Way. What does that do for you? What are you offering that?
The Winner's Way, I offer, again, I want to help people, emerging leaders, people that's ready to go to the next level. And I want to help them achieve their most ambitious dreams and succeed by, first of all, helping them find out where they're at. I offer coaching programs, different levels of coaching programs and courses that they can go through to help them find out where they're at, to help them do vision mapping, and then to help them build a plan and design a plan so that they can live the kind of life that they were called to live, so that they can see their dreams come true. It's not complicated, but you know, the Bible says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge, you know, and people say what you don't know won't hurt you. But what you don't know is really, really hurting people. And so, yeah, I want to help them to be in the know.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And what's the process if someone to get in touch with you to see about working with you? How can someone get in touch with you and receive more information?
Amen. They can go to thewinnersway.org, thewinnersway.org, and they can get the free book. The Journey to Success is free. They can start right there. Again, that's thewinnersway.org. They can get the free book. All they have to do is pay shipping. And on that website, we'll tell you everything about Dr. Melvin Futrell. And how I can help you, the courses and everything that I offer. But I really encourage them to just start with the free book. I believe it's going to put them on the road to success.
Amen. Yes. And the Journey to Success, that's also on Amazon, correct?
Yes, it is. It's on Amazon, but you're going to pay more on Amazon.
Amen. Amen. I got it.
Go to thewinnersway.org. Yeah, and get the book. Yeah, it is on Amazon. Oh, I also have a study guide that goes along with the book. You can also get the audio book. And I believe, you know, because a lot of us, you know, learn better from hearing. You can just put it in your car while you're driving. Amen. You know, I go to school in my car. That's my college. And so, you know, if you need the audio book, you can get the audio book. You can get the guide and dive deeper into this thing. And just go to thejourneytosuccess.org. Start there.
Amen. If someone wanted to ask you a question or something like that, how should they get in touch with you?
Go to winnersway.org.
Okay.
And they can ask me questions right there. And okay. I will get back with them immediately.
Amen. Amen. I'll put links all this in the show notes below. Folks, life is not living according to what others say you should do or what others say you should have. It's not something that should be defined by your circumstances alone. It should not be a life where you only play a small part and try to play it safe all the time. True living is living a life you design, a life where you are making the decisions to serve God and whatever it is he's called you to do, not somebody else. A life where you determine the circumstances. You don't have to play it safe because you're serving God. You just need to play it smart. Amen. Yes. And of course, the most important part is knowing Christ as your Savior, first and foremost. I mean, that's the foremost first step to living a successful and meaningful life. Securing your eternal destiny is paramount. But even then, as Bishop will testify, myself as well, it still takes a decision on your part to change the natural circumstances back into your favor. And you're the only one who can make that type of determination to take the steps right now to change your path. And as Bishop says on his website, you do not need a life spent playing small and never knowing what could have been. Amen. I urge you to drop down the show notes right now. Reach out to Dr. Futrelle. Click the link. Ask your question. Order his book. Praise God. This book would be a great first step to get you on the path to success. Amen. Drop down the show notes. Click the links. Ask your questions. See how Dr. Melvin can help you achieve all that God has destined for you. Amen. Bishop, thank you again for taking the time to come on the program today and sharing all about what you do for the body of Christ and to help folks achieve even greater things for themselves and the kingdom. I do appreciate your time today.
Wow. Well, I am so excited about being here. I want to leave everybody with this. You know, the Bible talks about letting your light shine. And so I want to encourage everyone that under the sound of my voice, to let it shine in this season. You know, people try to dumb you down. They try to dull your light. But the Bible says God didn't put no man light up the candle and then, you know, put it under a bushel. But he lit you and put you on a candlestick. He wants everybody to see your gifts and your talents. So you got to let your light shine in this season. Be all that you can be in the army of the Lord. In Jesus' name.
God. Amen. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Dr. Futrelle and myself, it's Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.